Welcome to the Investing in Real Estate podcast with Clayton Morris. This is the show where we focus on buy and hold real estate. Why do we do it? We do it for the purposes of creating passive income and legacy wealth for you and your family. If you're interested in finding your freedom number, come over to our website at morrisinvest.com/freedom and download your free financial freedom cheat sheet today. Four key takeaways from my first week being an unemployed real estate investor. That's today's show. Let's dive in. Hey everyone, I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor, and recently decided to take the plunge and become unemployed. As many of you know my story, I just turned 40 not too long ago, and about a week ago decided to announce my retirement from broadcast television after 18 years. It was bubbling for a number of months, and I decided that, you know what, now is the time to focus on growing my business, to growing my passive income, and spending more time with my family. A few years ago, I had it as a goal that I would build up enough passive income from real estate investing to retire at the age of 40. And I kind of forgot about that goal until the other day when my wife said, you know, you remember that was actually your goal. And I said, holy smokes, it was. I thought it was like 42 or 45. She said, no, you said you wanted to retire at 40. But what is retirement? And we're going to get into four key takeaways that I have noticed over this past week. And number one, by the way, is my beard. If you're watching the video version of this on our Morris Invest YouTube channel right now, I got a few days of growth going right now, and I love it. It's like I hate shaving with a passion, so feel like that. Plus, I've got my Eagles hat on here in honor of Eagles season opener and beating the Washington Redskins. So go Birds. You know, just in that first few days, just that feeling of what it's like to be in this sort of retirement phase. Everyone, we had a little get together at the house yesterday for my daughter's first birthday, and so many friends and family were here. We had like 70 people at the house, and it was amazing. So many people were like, how's retirement feel? How does retirement feel? And it's so funny because I don't feel like I'm retired, right? I'm going to be working harder than ever for my company and for our investors and for all the employees that, you know, require my help and attention, my teams and our different markets. So I don't intend on like sitting back and just drinking Mai Tais on a beach somewhere, although that would be nice. So this idea of retirement, though, is interesting to hear from all these friends and family, because this idea is that retirement from a paycheck, right? It's that we're hardwired, as my wife said on one of our last podcasts, to believe in that sort of paycheck mentality of living. And so for me, it felt liberating. But in my head, I'm thinking, well, look, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be working even harder. But pulling myself away from the man, so to speak, you know, and pulling yourself away from that corporate environment is incredibly liberating, but it's also incredibly scary. So here are four key takeaways from my first week being retired, if you will. Number one, it is liberating. That first feeling, that first weekend that I woke up this weekend and was actually able to sleep in a little bit, spend time with my family, go out to breakfast and not wake up at 3:30 in the morning to go in and do a morning show that I'd been doing for 10 years, felt strange. It felt strange, but it also is incredibly empowering. And I just recently heard from a doctor who said, you know, I finally decided to leave the practice and just devote myself to building passive income. And that feeling of walking away from my practice at 42 years old was incredibly liberating. And think about that, right? A doctor who spent 13 years probably studying in order to become a doctor decides to leave at 42 years old and pursue real estate investing and creating passive income. That's inspiring. So it is incredibly liberating. And if you decide to make this journey as well, and you decide to quit your day job and take that plunge, you are going to feel this incredible liberating feeling. It's both a little scary, but it is incredibly liberating. But you know what? You can never grow without adversity. If you find yourself that you're complacent in your life, try doing something a little different, something scary. And that's how you can grow spiritually as a person. And that's one of the things I noticed this week. The second thing is that you can't blame someone else for your unhappiness. This is my second key takeaway. And when you're in a job, you know, your brutal 9-to-5 job, and you're just miserable and you're unhappy and you're blaming everyone for your problems, you're blaming your boss for your problems and all those bad feelings that you get. Well, guess what? Now you're on your own. You can't blame anyone else for your unhappiness. You have to blame yourself. But here's a key takeaway. If you're still working that 9-to-5 job, remember that you have the power now, while you're still working at that 9-to-5 job, to not feel unhappy. That if you realize that when you leave that job, you can't blame anyone for your unhappiness, well, guess what? Why not try to live that way now? And realize that, yes, you can. I'm reminded of the movie City Slickers. And the great scene at the end when Billy Crystal comes back to his wife and she said, you know, if you want to quit your job, you can. And he said, no, you know what? I'm not going to quit my job. But I'm just going to do it as the best that I can with a smile, and I'm going to be thrilled to do it every day. So he had like a renewed sense of happiness and a renewed sense of energy. And that is a key takeaway from me this week, is that it doesn't matter if you have a boss. You can choose to be happy. You can choose to make positive shifts in your life regardless of your situation, with a paycheck or not with a paycheck. Number three, my third key takeaway this week is that, you know what? Passive income does work. Passive income is truly, truly, truly the way to build wealth. Now, over the years, I had all of this passive income coming in from my rental investments over the years. However, to truly put it to the test this week, to notice that it was functioning the way that I always knew that it would, to see that now I'm separated from a place of employment, but to see now that this passive income is coming in all of the ways that it should. I spoke to our accountant team, our wonderful friends at ProVision. They're amazing, and Tom Wheelwright. And we spoke this week, and you know, his words of encouragement were amazing. But just knowing that this power of passive income is there, and he pointed that out, he said, it's never going to be the same for you. Now realizing you're fully leaning up against the power of your portfolio of rental properties, and as a business and operating your life, your family incorporated as a business, and all of the tax benefits that you'll now get because if you're a full-time real estate investor, game changer. So passive income absolutely works. That's my third key takeaway. And number four, this is sort of an I love you moment. My fourth key takeaway in all of this is that you guys are truly amazing. You truly are wonderful human beings. I have to say, this week has been a life changer for me. I've received hundreds of emails, probably thousands actually, from you folks who either watched my announcement live on the show, or who, and you know, we'll link to that, the announcement, in our show notes page for this episode and in the description below so you can watch that. But to all of you who saw the announcement or saw my email where I announced my retirement from the world of television, so many of you sent amazing words of encouragement and love. And it just, I was crying reading these emails throughout the week because so many of you either have watched me for 10 years on the show, watched me even before I got to Fox, told me amazing things about your real estate investing journey. I guess this is the most amazing thing, is that so many of you are already on the path to financial freedom. So many of you have written to me telling me that, hey, I've achieved financial freedom. Welcome to the club, Clayton. Or I've got 6 properties right now. Please, you know, welcome to the club. I'm so excited. Or I'm on my journey and I cannot wait to hit financial freedom just like you did, Clayton. So I've gotten so many words of encouragement from you, and the emails have just been really overwhelming and beautiful. So much love to all of you. Thank you for everything that you do and all of the kind wishes. I want to shine the light on you guys now, because that's what I'm fully devoted to doing, is to helping people achieve passive income and financial freedom all over the country and all over the world. So if you're a real estate investor, you're thinking about becoming a real estate investor, this is the place for you. Me and my team totally devoted to helping you achieve that goal. So I'm all in on it now, and there's no holding back. So I'm super excited about this. Just wanted to say a thank you. So that's what today's episode is really all about. Just a big thank you to all of you out there who are courageous. You're brave. I heard from a long haul trucker yesterday who said he's ready. He's ready to take that plunge, and he's giving up his long haul trucking job in order to go full time into real estate investing. So I love it. I love the stories and I love all of you. So please subscribe to the channel. If you're watching on our YouTube channel, please subscribe. If you are haven't yet listened to our podcast or you're not a subscriber of the Investing in Real Estate podcast, please do. And please go back to episode one. I've really tried to treat the podcast as a sort of an encyclopedia. The guests that we've had on the show over the years have been fabulous. Tom Wheelwright, Robert Kiyosaki, they're all there. So go back and listen to those episodes. And thanks again to all of you for downloading and subscribing to the show. It really means the world to me, and I cannot wait for what is next for all of us on this journey. So thanks to all of you. Have a great week. Now go out there, become real estate investors, everyone. Take action. It's truly the best way to build wealth in this country. Much love to you all. We'll see you back here next time.